Soku isika disendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Amachono zihlobo siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Studio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza sise Washington DC. Olamukela ngenjabulo enkulu emsakazweni Studio 7 ngesonto mhla ka 19 kuZibandlela 2025. Ngusithandekile Mhlanga. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje, uMongameli Donald Trump owebandla lama-Republicans ukhangelelwe ukugcotshwa kusasa ngomvulo ukuthi abe ngumongameli weMelika, njalo sizakuzwa umlando womsekeli wakhe uJD Vance.
JD Vance to be the next Vice President of the United States.
Kwezemidlalo lamuhla silo Simba Rusiki, umdlali wenguqu owake waduma kakhulu ngokuthela ibhola emambuleni edlalela iqembu lenguqu eleBhoso ngeminyaka yama-90s.
Abafana bakathesi ibhola abasalithathi serious. Thina sasilivukela ezigwagweni, sebenemzimba exegayo, sebethanda izinto ezimnandi nazo nalezi ezinathwayo ezingalunganga.
Zonke lezi ndaba leziphathelane labatsha, amasiko, ezokholo ziyalandela. Oza kuba umsekeli kaMnumzana Donald Trump ozagcotshwa kusasa ngomvulo ukuba ngumongameli, uMnumzana JD Vance wazithuthukisa kumpilo eyayingaphakamanga kangako. Wakhulela edolobheni elalilamafemu angaphumeleli kakhulu esiqintini se-Ohio. Waya ekolitshini elilohlonzi olwe-Ivy League, njalo kukhangelelwe ukuthi abe ngomunye wabasekeli bakamongameli abasakhulayo kumlando weMelika. Lolu daba silethulelwa yintatheli zindaba ye-VOA uCaroline Presutti, lwatolikwa yiStudio 7. Lokhu kwenzakala uMnumzana JD Vance esanda ukukhethwa ukuba umsekeli kamongameli weMelika.
After the greatest political comeback in American history, we're going to lead the greatest economic comeback in American history under Donald Trump.
Ngemva kokuphindela kwezombusazwe ngokwezinga eliphezulu kumlando weMelika, sizaqhuba imvuselelo yezenotho engakaze ibonakale kumbali yaleli lizwe singaphansi kombuso kaMnumzana Donald Trump.
Izinga asekulo selikude nxa liqathaniswa lalapho avela khona. Isigaba seJackson eKentucky kulapho okungazalelwanga khona uMnumzana Vance, kodwa ukubiza njengekhaya lakhe.
Now when I proposed to my wife, I said, honey, I come with $120,000 worth of law school debt.
Ngize ngicele owayintombi yami ukuthi abe ngumkami. Ngathi kuye, Standwa, ngiza ngilesikwelede sekolishi lokufundela ukuba ligqwetha esingamadola ayinkulungwane lamachumi amabili, $120,000. Lendawo yamathuna entabeni ze-Eastern Kentucky.
Ugogo kaMnumzana Vance wayesaziwa ngokuthi nguMamaw.
He always came down here with Mamaw and she would bring him to the mountains to let him.
Wayehlezi esiza lapha loMamaw, yena owayemletha ezintabeni ukuthi abone ukuthi impilo yakhona injani, njalo kusobala ukuthi wayithanda.
UMnumzana Vance wazalelwa edolobheni leMiddletown e-Ohio. Wakhuliswa ngugogo wakhe owayengathambanga, njalo wayevame ukufunga kokuphela nxa ekhuluma, futhi egcina imibhobho elithumi lasitshiyagalolunye 19 ekhokhiweyo endlini, esebenzisa isibongo somyeni kanina owayengasoyise esaziwa ngokuthi ngu-JD Hamel. Wanqoba kukhetho lwakhe lakuqala uMnumzana Vance. Ngokubhuqa wayengumsekeli kamkhokheli wezifundi eklasini yesikolo semfundo ephezulu eseMiddletown High School. Wangena kubutho wasephutsha izifundo zakhe ephumelele kakhulu ekolitshini le-Ohio State University. Wasesiya ekolitshini le-Yale lapho owazwanana lesinye isifundi uNkosazana Yusha Kelukuri owayeza kuba ngunkosikazi wakhe. Umnumzana Vance wazakala elizweni ngomfanekiso wakhe we-movie owaphumelelayo othi Hillbilly Elegy, ogxile kumpilo yezisebenzi zeMelika. Umlingisi okule umfanekiso ngumnumzana Glenn Close, owayelingisa ugogo kamnumzana Vance uMau Mau, owayengamphathanga ngesandla esibuthakathaka.
J.D. Vance, to be the next Vice President of the United
States. J.D. Vance, nguye oza kuba ngumsekeli kamongameli weMelika.
Ngokuxhaswa ngowayengumongameli umnumzana Donald Trump, umnumzana J.D. Vance, owayengumfana weOhio njalo owayethanda iKentucky, wakhethwa ukuba ngusenator weOhio ngeminyaka emibili elandelayo.
But you got to decide you want to be somebody.
Kodwa wena kufanele uthathe isinqumo, ufuna ukuba ngumuntu kumbe hayi.
Umnumzana Trump wakhetha umnumzana Vance njengomsekeli wakhe, kodwa okwakuqala abasebenzanga kuhle ngoba umnumzana Vance wake wachothoza umnumzana Trump esithi kasomuntu amkhwabithayo. Khathesi njengomuntu osekhethiwe, izinqumo zikamnumzana Vance zifana xathu lezikamnumzana Trump. Ebuzwa ukuthi umnumzana Trump wanqotshwa kukhetho lomnyaka ka-2020.
No, I think there are serious problems in 2020. So to Donald
Trump, ngibona ukuthi kwakukhona okungalunganga ngo-2020. Ngakho ukuthi umnumzana Donald Trump wanqotshwa kukhetho, hayi asomazwi engingawasebenzisa mina.
Umnumzana Vance usekela impi eChina lemhlubulweni we-East Asia, kodwa kafuni ukuthi kube losizo olunikezwa abantu elizweni le-Ukraine lapho okule mpi khona. Njalo
Kamala Harris on the one hand says that she really cares about civilian casualties.
UKamala Harris ngakwelinye icele uthi uyanakekela abantu makhaza abalimalayo lababhubhayo empini lezi, kodwa uyala ukunikeza ele-Israel izikhali zokwenqabela lokhu.
Umnumzana Vance oleminyaka engamachumi amane uza kuba ngowesithathu oleminyaka ephansi nxa iqathaniswa labanye kumlando weMelika ukuba ngumsekeli kamongameli.
Unkosikazi uSha Vance oligqwetha ongumka lowo oza kuba ngumsekeli kamongameli weleMelika olandelayo useza kuba ngowakuqala ovela emhlubulweni weningizimo yezwekazi le-Asia ukuba kulesi isimo. Intathelizindaba ye-VOA u-Anita Powell uhlolisisa impilo yakhe kanye lokuthi ihlangana njani leyomyeni wakhe u-J.D. Vance kwezombusazwe ngalesi isikhathi elungiselela ukuya eWashington. Kudaba olutolikwa nguTaboka Ncube we-Studio 7.
U-Usha Vance wazalelwa eCalifornia ngomnyaka ka-1986 njalo abazali bakhe babevela e-India. Uligqwetha elafunda eYale njalo wake wasebenza labahluleli be-Supreme Court ababili. Wahlangana lomkakhe esikolo samagqwetha njalo batshata ngomnyaka ka-2014 baba labantwana abathathu. Ukusukela ngesikhathi umkakhe ephiwa isikhundla somsekeli kamongameli ulokhu engakhulumi kakhulu.
It is my great privilege to introduce my husband and the next Vice President of the United States, J.D. Vance.
Ngizwa ngilenjabulo enkulu ukulazisa umyeni wami njalo engumsekeli kamongameli weleMelika olandelayo, u-J.D. Vance.
Owake wasebenza lamakhosikazi abaholi beMelika eWhite House u-Anita McBride uthi umkamsekeli kamongameli ungumuntu oyisibonelo esihle kwabaningi.
The growing diversity of our country of people reaching levels in our politics and civil society in all aspects of society and leadership.
Ukukhula kokuhlukana kwabasezweni lethu kwabantu abafinyelela emazingeni aphezulu kwezombusazwe lakubukhokheli kwezinye inhlangothi kuyinto enhle kakhulu. Kulabantwana abancane oleminyaka emibili olemihlanu lole yisikhombisa, njalo ngibona sengathi kumele sibone ukuthi baya ijayela impilo yabo entsha. Zama ngamandla ukubavikela ikakhulu abaya esikolo ngoba lokhu kuyinguquko enkulu kakhulu.
Ukuthuthukiswa kukaVance kusikhatshana esedluleyo kuletha njalo inkulumo zabokuza. Wakhethwa ukuba ngumongameli uMnumzana Donald Trump wafunga ukuthi uzamisa umthetho ovumela abantu ukuba izizalwane zeMelika ngoba bezalelwe kuleli. Owakhethwa ukuba ngumongameli uMnumzana Donald Trump wafunga ukuthi uzamisa umthetho ovumela abantwana abazalwa ngabangela maphepha ukuthi babe izizalwane zeMelika. UTrump wathi uzakwenza ukuthi umthetho uguqulwe ukuze umntwana abe isizalwane nxa umzali oyedwa eyisizalwane kumbe lamaphepha amvumela ukuhlala eMelika okwempilo yakhe yonke.
Going forward, the future children of illegal aliens will not receive automatic U.S. citizenship.
Sisiya phambili, abantwana babokuza abangela maphepha abazalelwa kuleli abasoze babe izizalwane zeMelika.
UVance ungena esikhundlani lesi kulokufuthelana kubasekeli bakaTrump ngodaba levisa yezisebenzi zohlonzi lwaphezulu e-H1B esetshenziswa kakhulu ngabantu abavela e-India. Laloba udaba lokuthi abazalele kuleli belabazali abangela maphepha bengabi izizalwane lukhangelelwe ukuba luzamiswa ngumthetho, abasola uTrump bathi lokhu kuza kuba nzima. Unkosikazi Vance eMelika kabhekwa njengomuntu omhlophe njalo umkakhe wavuma ukuthi lokhu kuludubo kwezinye izizalwane zeMelika.
Obviously she's not a white person and we've been accused attacked by some white supremacists over that.
Kumcege ukuthi akakho mhlophe njalo sake sahlaselwa ngabantu ababona abamhlophe bengcono kulomuntu wonke. Kodwa uUsha ngiyamthanda, ungumama oqotho uligqweta elikhaliphileyo njalo ngiyaziqhenya ngaye.
Esiqintini seVadluru e-India lapho avela khona, izakhamizi zithi zajabula kakhulu zibona omunye wazo ephumelela. Unkosikazi Vance ulandela ukholo lwesiHindu laloba umkakhe ngokholo lweRoma.
I'm feeling really happy and the villagers of Vadluru are also happy.
Ngizwangile njabulo enkulu njalo izakhamizi zeVadluru lazo zijabulile kakhulu. Singajabula kakhulu uUsha engaba ngumongameli ngomunye umnyaka.
Unkosikazi McBride ukhuthaze unkosikazi Vance ukuthi abheke kakhulu abantu bakhe.
She has a 2-year-old, a 5-year-old and a 7-year-old. And I think we'll need to make sure and want to make sure that they have adjusted to this new life.
Ulabantwana abancane oleminyaka emibili, olemihlanu, lole yisikhombisa njalo ngibona sengathi kumele sibone ukuthi bayayijayela impilo yabo entsha. Zama ngamandla ukubavikela ikakhulu abaya esikolo ngoba lokho kuyinguquko enkulu kakhulu.
Uzangena esikhundleni lesi ngomvulo mhla ka 20 zibandlela. Udaba loluqoqwe intatheli zindaba ye VOA uAnita Powell lalethulela yimi udaba kaNcube owe Studio 7.
Nansi isaziso balale be Studio 7. Mvulo ntambama kusukela ngo 7 p.m. kusiyafika u 9 p.m. sizalethulela ngokugcweleyo ukugcotshwa kukamongameli weMelika omutsha uMnumzana Donald Trump. Khongozelani emsakazweni weStudio 7 lasenkundleni yeFacebook, emakhasini ethu abaliza iVOA Ndebele, VOA Shona kanye neVOA Studio 7. Sizalethulela udaba lolu njalo ebulenjini kumawebsite ethu kumakheli alandelayo: voandebele.com, voashona.com www.voazimbabwe.com. Lingakhohlwa ukusilandela njalo kuVOA Ndebele WhatsApp channel ukuze lithole izindaba zethu ngokugcweleyo.
Luyalandela uhlelo lwabasakhulayo.
Siyalamukela kusigaba sabatsha. Igama lami ngoTabo kaNcube. Namhlanje sixoxa loMnumzana Chris Fundirwa okhokhela izifundi eNUST. Sikhangela udaba lokugcotshwa kungamongameli weMelika uMnumzana Donald Trump, yena oza kuba egcotshwa emkhosini ozaqhutshwa ngomvulo ukusasa.
Simbuze ukuthi abatsha eZimbabwe kuyini abangakukhangelela kuhulumende kaMnumzana Trump ozangena kusasa.
Sinye sezifundo esizitholayo ekugcotsheni kukaTrump kweleMelika yikubana izifiso zikaZulu ziyanqoba ngakuyi kubana ama elections are free and fair. Okufunwa ngabantu yikho kumele kuye phambili ngoba nxa sikhayela encintiswaneni yemelika uTrump yena ukugxila ezifisweni zabantu. Abantu bemelika ngabantu abangasafuni ukuthi bephilisane labantu abazalwa kwabanye amazwe bebuye bezophila kwele melika. Bese ukusithi iqembu akade lwisana lalo lelo beliliqembu ekade selithatha abantu abalendumela lizame ukuthi liconvince abantu ukubana bemvotele ngokusebenzisa abantu abalendumela, abantu abahlabelayo kumbe ngesikhiwe sibathi ama-celebrity. And nxa sikhanyele sithole ukuthi lo bangazisebenzisa abantu abalendumela abafunwa ngabo abathandwa ngabantu. As long as lokhu abakutshoyo kungayisikho okufunwa ngabantu, hayi abantu abavoti, abantu bavotela izifiso zabo bona.
Sibona umkhankaso kaTrump ukuthi ubugxile kakhulu kudaba lwabo kuza lapha eMelika. Ubona sengathi ukungena kwakhe akusoze kuphazamise na ukungena kwezifundi ezivela emazweni athiyeneyo agoqela iZimbabwe, njengoba bekulezifundi ezinenye ezingena lapha eMelika zivela eZimbabwe. Ubona ngani lokho kungaqhuba njani ngesikhathi sombuso wakhe?
Thina esizalelwe phandle kweAmerika kubalisela thina beZimbabwe leAfrika at large, loba nje siwajabulela abantu beleMelika ngokubana batshintshe umongameli. Thina kithi ngapha sokusiba nzima ngoba asikatshintshi wethu umongameli. And iningi labatsha, iningi labafundi, iningi labantu abalesifiso sokubana betshintshe iZimbabwe ngabantu abagcina bethagethwa. Ngakho-ke abantu laba ngabagcina bevaleka besiyadinga asylum, besiyadinga imfundo, besiyadinga imisebenzi kwele Melika. On top of that, bathi nxa befika le kuyabesekungabantu abasapota impilo zezimuli zabo ezingapha eZimbabwe. So nxa kuzokungena uTrump, so hayi mbona sokusiba nzima sibili ukuthi impilo zethu ziphucuke from lapho esikhona sisiya phambili.
Kusigaba sabatsha namhla besixoxa lo mnumzana Chris Fundirwa okhokhela abatsha enast ephansi kwenhlanganiso yeZinasu. Besixoxa ngodaba lokugcotshwa kukamongameli weMelika okhangelelwe ukugcotshwa kusasa kungomvulo umnumzana Donald Trump. Ngokwesibili umnumzana Trump egcotshwa esiba ngumongameli ngemva kokuba ebe ngumongameli wagcotshwa ngomnyaka ka-2017, wasenqotshwa ngumnumzana Joe Biden onguye osezadedela umnumzana Trump kusasa. Umnumzana Fundirwa wekhuluma ngokukhangelelwe ngabatsha kuhulumende kamnumzana Trump. Asihlanganeni ngesikhathi esifanayo ngeviki ezayo kuhlelo lwabatsha olivalelisayo ngotaboka Ncube. Abafuna ukungena kuhlelo lwabatsha liyenelisa ukuthi lisithinte kunombolo zeWhatsApp ezithi +1 202 394 7156
+1 202 394 7156 Le Studio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisizwa siphuma ngapha eVoice of America eseWashington.
Selela umoya namuhla silomfundisi Thandeko Zintimkandla.
Ngolunye njalo usuku lokuvuselela umoya. Umoya kumele uvuselelwe ngoba kuningi okuyiqandisayo imiphefumulo yethu. Kuningi okusithintayo abanye sihlale singabadanileyo. Kunye siyabe sikubona ngamehlo ethu. Okunye sikuzwa emzimbeni yethu ngoba layi buthakathaka. Okunye sikuzwa ngendlebe. Okunye sikubala lapha okubhalwe khona. Yikho umoya odangeleyo, umoya phansi ufisa ukubana ngawe uyavuselelwa. Ngoba nxa umoya lenyama kusesendawonye, kumele umoya uphile la ukuze layo inyama ibe ngcono. Nxa umoya ungaphili, usindwa ngokusindayo, impilo kayibi mnandi. Sitheke lapha sihlanu kokugcina sakhuluma ngesabala encwadini kaMatthew Testament elitsha. Sabala isahluko sesithuba endimi yamashumi amathathu nantathu. Siza agijima ake siyikhangele njalo ukwenzela ubana bayikhuthayo bayizwisise. Ifundeka kanje Matthew 6:33. Kodwa funani uqala umbuso kaNkulunkulu nokulunga kwakhe khona konke lokhu kuya kwenezelwa nina. Namhlanje nxa siphuma emndenini singena emphakathini ezigodini ngitsho laselizweni lingaba ngelakithi kumbe lamanye amazwe kuyahlalwa phansi kulungise inhlelo eziningi ezishiyeneyo. Yebo, inhloso lenjongo zalezo nhlelo zingaba yikuthuthukisa impilo zabantu. Yebo, ziyabe zincomeka zibukeka zizinhle kodwa usumangala lezo zinhlelo zingasaphuthi izikhathi eziningi. Kufane nje lendlu eyakhiweyo eyahlala ihlala iminyaka leminyaka indlumbe leso sakhiwo size sibe lunxiwa ukhona kusakhiwa. Ziningi izinto ezinjalo esizibonayo emphakathini lapha. Sengitsho lakuhulumende uqobo lwakhe kuyabe kule nkulumo ezimnandi eziqumbaqumba indlebe ziqumbaqumbe lengqondo. Uthi nxa lokhu kungenziwa ngempela ngempela ilizwe lingathuthuka kubonakala kwenzakalani. Kodwa-ke okunye kwenziwa uNkulunkulu engekho phakathi kwakho yikuzathi nxa usizwa ubala uze kuthiwa ye uhlelo oluthize lwehlule ngobana imali kade kumele ulwenze intshontshiwe. Imbangela yokuthi uNkulunkulu yabe ngekho phakathi kwakho labona abenza inhlelo lezo ngabamazi uNkulunkulu benzela nje emnyameni. IBhayibheli ithi funani ukuqala umbuso kaNkulunkulu nokulunga kwakhe akulanto engaphumelela. Sengitsho lakuleli lizwe labaholi belizwe balalele bezwe ubana nxa uNkulunkulu engafunwanga yiwo ukulunga kwakhe lothando lwakhe lokwenza kwakhe kungekho enhlelweni lezo abantu bayahlala bekhalile. Inyembezi yokukhala kwabantu labana zibe ngumthandazo kuNkulunkulu kujike kubonakale kuvele obala ukuthi lokhu okade kusenziwa kungela uNkulunkulu phakathi. Lithi iBhayibhili konke okusithekileyo kuyakuvela obala ngobana uNkulunkulu ngehlulwa lutho kacatshelwa yilutho. Kodwa abafuna uNkulunkulu kabala mahloni kabayangeki ngobana lokhu abakwenzayo uyabe ephakathi kwakho uyababusisa kuphumelele. Yikho sibona kwesinye isikhathi imindeni eminye iyaphumelela eminye ihluleke. Amazwe amanye ayaphumelela lanxa kuthiwa ngabayanga aphumelele ngoba abanye abakhokheli bamazwe uNkulunkulu. Kwamanye-ke amazwe angikwazi ukuthi kwelakithi ngathini nxa bengamazwe uNkulunkulu akula lapha kuyiwa khona. Abantu bazadinda ndawonye ngobana abantu abakafundi ukudinga uNkulunkulu lokulunga kwakhe. Kodwa funani kuqala umbuso kaNkulunkulu lokulunga kwakhe lingakalungisi lokhu elifuna ukukulungisa. Asikhuleke Thixo engcwele ongedlulwa lutho uqala singakathini siqala umnyaka ngena phakathi wethu sifune wena uqala kuze izinto zethu sengitshwele elizweni lakithi zisilungele ngoJesu ngiyakhuleka. Amen.
Sibonge umfundisi Thandeko Zintimkandla ngohlelo vuselela umoya. Siyani indlebe uhlelo lunye ngeviki ezayo. Lilami uNtungameli Nkomo.
Sibonge uNtungameli obesethulela ezokholo lwesiKristu.
Kwezemidlalo lamuhla. Silosimba Rusiki, umdlali wenguqu owake waduma kakhulu ngokuthela ibhola emambuleni edlalela iqembu lenguqu eleBhoso ngeminyaka yama-90s. Asizweni exoxa lo Ezra Chisasvanda weStudio 7.
Ngesikhathi esadlala ibhola uRusike yena wazalelwa koBulawayo wayelejubane kwamagama edlala phambili kuqembu lakhe leBhoso. Asizweni elonda imbali yakhe.
Ngakhulela koBulawayo ngadlalela eIslanders from ama-juniors. Ngafundela eNorth Cape primary school in Kubenja. Asuka lapho ngayikhipha high school. Ngobulawayo konapho. Ye mina nemulani ndlale nonkosikazi yami nabantu abami abanye baphandle abanye basebenza njalo ezijeleni.
Urusike uyaphambili echaza ukuthi waqala njani udlala umdlalo wenguqu.
Ngaqala udlala ama-juniors ngo-under 14 Highlanders. Ngaze ngagraduata ku-first team. Ngasuka mbijana ngayo eBotswana. Ayidlalela i-GT Traffic le-Gaborone United. Sawina ama-championship khonangale. Ngase ngiphenduka futhi lapha kobulawayo. Ngajoyina Highlanders futhi ngo-1996. Safika ku-BBCup final. Sadliwa i-Dynamos nge-second leg.
USimba uthi kulabadlali abamjabulisa kwamagama ngesikhathi edlala kumahlolanyama.
Abantu azuze imigodla kho esedlala sonke. Abantu abanjengomakenya, uBenjamin Konjera, Abraham Bambo, kanye labo Willard Khumalo noMercedes Banda. Engase striker layo ngo-96 ngobe Islanders. Kwathi kungasela abanye basebephumile bahamba. The likes of Gift Lua waseGermany. So ngasala sengiyi-lone striker. Sengipartner noMercedes Banda kaningi. Ngaba yi-top goal scorer Islanders ngo-1996. Kanye ngu-captain Islanders ngo-96 kusiya ngo-97. Ngabe ngahlola amagoli ngo-18 silo Mercedes Banda.
Kwamanye amaqembu bakhona phela Simba abakuthwalisa nzima.
NguDumisani Mpofu weCape United kanye noKaitano Thembu wayedlale ngithaya kodwa ngimthiya ngesiqubu vele ngangimkhathaza kakhulu. Umuntu wayengani uyangihlupha kakhulu yiloo ndoda okuthiwa ngu-Andrei Chapo. Ngoba yayiqinile indoda leyana yayihle ngijali ngansasemncane.
Umdlalo wenguqu eZimbabwe kukhanya usezingeni eliphansi. Kambe kwenziwa yini Rusike?
Abafana bakathesi ibhola abasalithathi serious. Thina sasilivukele ezigwagweni sidlala sodwa singadlaleli lutho sidlaleli ukunqoba. Manje abafana bakathesi abaningi babo sebele mzimba exegayo sebethanda izinto ezimnandi nazo nalezi ezinathwayo ezingalunganga. It likes of obuntshinko kakuba sindawo lokuthatha ama-drugs kakhulu. So kumele batshintshe ingqondo nayo abanayo lezisuku lokuthatha izinto lezi ezingenamsebenzi.
Okwamanje uSimba Rusike ngala qembu waliqeqeshayo lanxa elamaphepha amvumela ukuqeqesha umdlalo wenguqu. Ngimarestudio 7 igama lami ngu-Ezra Chisa Sibanda.
Singakehlukani ke sikhangele ezinye izindaba ebezikhokhela. Umongameli Donald Trump owebandla lama-Republicans ukhangelelwe ukugcotshwa kusasa ngomvulo ukuthi abe ngumongameli weMelika. Sizwe umlando wozaba umsekeli kamnumzana Trump, umnumzana J.D. Vance kanye lowenkosikazi yakhe u-Usher Vance. Unkosikazi Usher Vance oligqwetha uyaba ngowokuqala ovela emhlubulweni weningizimu yezwekazi le-Asia, i-South Asia, ukuba kulesi isimo. Njalo sizwile ukuthi yena ngokwakhe umnumzana J.D. Vance oza kuba umsekeli kamnumzana Donald Trump kukhangelelwe ukuthi abe ngomunye wabasekeli bakamongameli abasakhulayo kumlando weMelika nxa kuqathaniswa nabanye bakhe kuminyaka edluleyo. Kwezemidlalo sixoxelo Simba Rusike, umdlali wenguqu owake waduma kakhulu edlalela iqembu lenguqu ele Highlanders ngeminyaka yama-90s. Abangenelisanga ukulalela uhlelo lwethu lilakho ukuya ebulenjini kukheli ethi www.voandebele.com. Olivalelisayo yimi uSithandekile Mhlanga ngisithi asidibaneni njalo kusasa.
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa kuStudio 7.
Kusukela ngo-half past 7 kusiya ku-8 o'clock ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 p.m. kusvika na 7:30 p.m.
Apo tinokupai nhau muririmi rweshona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.